The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined in studio by Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, CEO of the RIAC. We have a number of topics on the agenda. First of all, a study that suggests that pedestrians are more likely to be hit and injured by EVs and hybrids than internal combustion.
Really interesting. This is in The Guardian today. It's a British medical journal study. They had a large data set of collisions in the UK and they mapped them by vehicle type. And what comes out of the data is it appears on their data set that particularly in urban areas, a pedestrian is more likely to be hit by an EV than by another type of vehicle. And that holds true statistically if you allow for the amount of vehicles on the road. They reckon it's nearly double the risk. So that is a remarkable finding on the face of it. Now, there are a couple of caveats. They add them themselves. One is it's quite an old data set because they were looking at collisions from 2013 to 2017. And actually, you know, that's 10 years ago. There were very, you know, far fewer EVs at that time. There was much more novelty to them. But the big one everybody thinks is the lack of noise. An electric vehicle just does not make that engine sound.
But they've now added to all new vehicles for low speeds.
Yes.
There's an added sound.
Yeah. The European Union brought that rule in 2019 and everybody thinks it's a good idea. We're all programmed from a very young age to be subconsciously aware of the sound of a vehicle engine. And it's amazing when that disappears. People who drive EVs will know it. And I've done it myself. If you drive through a pedestrian-rich area, you're driving perfectly safely, but they're not hearing you. So you see people catch you out of the corner of their eye and jump out of their skin. And I think combine that with the fact that the pedestrian tends to be distracted these days by their own phone, and it's a typical urban incident. But we will have to watch it. EVs, silent and deadly.
Okay. Speaking of EVs, light EVs like scooters, the new rules came in on Monday. Now, I saw a guy with a child in front of him on the scooter this morning.
Immediately in breach of the new rules.
Absolutely. And I was intrigued by that because clearly he didn't know.
Well, if he did the same thing last week, he would have been breaking the old rules, which were obviously not fit for purpose. We have our EV regulations in now, as everybody knows. One of the interesting things is that that now means that our towns and cities can do municipal shared e-scooter schemes. People are familiar with these right around continental Europe and beyond. Essentially like your Dublin bikes or any of your free bike schemes, hop on a scooter, use the app, scoot away around and leave the scooter at a designated place or wherever you want. Now, going to be difficult for us because it will have to be licensed by individual local authorities. Only a couple of them have done any work on it. I think Galway have looked at it. I think Limerick.
We have e-bike schemes around the country.
Yeah, we do. And they're much easier because they dock into docking stations or they lock. The issue with scooters, people will be familiar that they tried it in Paris. Now, a bad city to learn an example from. They did it bigly and they did it badly and then they botched it and then they cancelled it. But nevertheless, when they had a sort of free-for-all of all sorts of competing schemes, Parisians will tell you they just littered the streets. They wound up in the rivers and the canals. They were trip hazards, caused more problems than they solved. So in a very ham-fisted imitation of local democracy, Paris just banned the lot. But I don't think that's sensible for us. And there are service providers like FreeNow, for example, who do it in other cities, who are looking to add this to their suite of services. I think it's potentially a great thing to have municipal e-scooters on the same basis that we have shared bike schemes.
One of the things that came up last week when we were talking about the new rules, the standard scooter in Europe, 25k is the speed limit. Here we brought in 20k. Which means that there has to be a separate production run for scooters for Ireland.
Well, no, I doubt that very much. And some of the European countries have actually gone with 20. I think the Germans began at 25 and came down to 20. There'll be a little bit of European panel beating about this, Pat. There always is. When it comes to cars, that panel beating involves sort of massive lobbying from the various big car manufacturers. But we wind up with sort of mutually agreed emissions rules, for example. We will wind up with mutually agreed design specifications for these e-scooters. And you know what? Substantively, Pat, it's the same. You know, it's not an earth-shattering difference having the speed limit governor 20 or 25. More important to have better behaviour in the towns and cities, good facilities, proper enforcement, all of those other things.
Now, we know that the insurance industry provides the Gardaí with a detailed list of everyone who's insured every day. So the idea is, with number plate recognition, the Gardaí can say, that car is not insured, this car is.
Yes.
But it turns out there's a gap.
There is a gap. Now, look, this is a pretty good story, to be fair. They were late doing it, but as of November of last year, that database is now live in real time. So the Garda's magic camera reads Pat Kenny's registration number and goes, ping, that's an uninsured car. There's no insurance paid for that car. Terrific. Now, they have over 3 million vehicles on the database, which is brilliant. It turns out there's a big gap. Fleet-owned vehicles that are part of fleet insurance policies, they're about 8% of the cars on the road. There's nearly 250,000 of them. At the moment, they have not been properly added to the live database. So that's a bit embarrassing. They need to do it quickly. I'm given to understand that the data has been assembled, but the data migration has not yet been done. So it appears that the sort of the promise that was made by the Gardaí last November turns out to have been 92% true, shall we say, rather than 100. But to be fair, if they can read 92% of the reg numbers, that's clearly a good thing.
Fleet cars generally tend to be insured.
I was going to say exactly that. The fleet cars are not truly where the problem lies. But nevertheless, you know, 8% of the data has not been properly put up onto the database yet. So by all means, let's crack on and do
now,
that.
The Gardaí have released details of a race.
This was nuts. There's a fair few things happened this week. This was this week as well, on Monday, I think it was, on the N25 in Waterford, Waterford Bypass, people will know it. Two cars, two drivers, both driving in excess of 180 KPH on the bypass. Unbelievable. And this on Monday morning amongst the commuters. The good news, they were both detected, they were both stopped. The astonishing news, one tested positive for cannabis and the other tested positive for cocaine. Absolutely bizarre story.
And which one won?
That was the joke, isn't it? That was the joke. And, you know, I did say, talking to a guard I know about this, that, you know, it's kind of ironic. If that was a sulky race and the drug was alcohol, you know, everybody be arguing about it. Everybody be talking about it. These are clearly too, you know, affluent enough to afford vehicles of a reasonable good quality and to be cocaine users and to behave like that on a public road. You kind of despair. You know, obviously we don't need new ministers with new laws to address that one. We need guards there catching them. And they were, to be fair. So I guess a good story in that sense.
Now, road closures today?
Yeah, the UEFA League final, it takes place in the Aviva Stadium. We can't call it the Aviva Stadium today. It's the Dublin Stadium for a one-day name change. So lots and lots of arrangements. People will have seen yesterday evening, Dublin City was thick with Gardaí. I go, why on earth was that? Ah, it's the European soccer. A lot of road closures around Lansdowne Road today. Essentially, though, we're used to this. We do it for Irish rugby internationals. So the immediate...
Generally the weekend.
So those closures go in place today. There's no parking being facilitated in the environs of the stadium. With two sets of travelling fans, not many of those are looking to arrive by car anyway, so that's useful. And both fans will be doing a fan march. I think in the case of one group is doing a fan march from Simmons Court Road, the other group is doing a fan march from Shelbourne Road. So that'll be the fans of Atalanta and Leverkusen. Give them a wave if you see them. It'll
so
be
they
a
have their own routes in and their own spaces in the stands.
And we will expect to see, I mean, normally for something like, say, the FAI Cup final or a big rugby match, Leinster or Ireland, you will see the typical Garda pattern, typical Garda presence like that, but bigger. There will be more of them. It's a soccer final and, you know, there are heavier protocols that apply. So very heavy Garda presence. So if you're not there for the soccer, I wouldn't go near Ballsbridge this evening.
All right. Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, CEO of the RIAC. Thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.